We love to get the chance to share artistic endeavors you are up to on this show here. This week, our friends at Chignik Bay School told us of some poetic expression happening out that way. Tiffany Haas is new to that school and joins now to tell us more. Tiffany, good to speak with you. And you hosted a poetry slam there in Chignik Bay, correct?
Yes.
What was this all about?
Well, the students have been working hard on writing poems since September, and when I had mentioned about wrapping up poetry, they were really bummed out. So I thought there should be a good way to wrap it all up and maybe present their poems to their friends and family.
Was it a success?
Yes, I definitely think so. The families and friends loved it.
Well, I saw pictures, and you've been kind enough to share a couple of examples. The kids were kind enough to re-record for us, so we'll get to that in just a second. But let me ask you, as an educator and as you're working with these kids, why poetry? What do they like about it? What do educators like to challenge students with about this kind of a project?
I think the kids love it because they have more free range. You know, there's things that they can do with poems that they can't really do with writing informative papers. So I think that's why they really enjoy it, and they had more of a free range of what they wrote about.
Let's come to Brendan. Tell me about Brendan first.
He is one of our fifth graders, and he is very energetic and loves to goof around. So I think poems was something that he could express himself with.
My name is Brendan Orloff, and these are my poems. Snake. There once was a man at a zoo who just came from Peru. He stepped on a snake and thought it was fake, and now he's playing kazoo. This is my next poem. Turtle. Gentle, slow, closing, hiding, craving. Strong, but seems vulnerable. Slug.
Okay, that was Brendan. Very good. Kelson's next. What can you tell us about Kelson?
Kelson is one of our eighth graders, and he loves hunting and fishing and being out in the outdoors.
My name is Kelson Orloff, and I'll be reading one of my poems. Kelson, fisherman, hunter, adrenaline junkie, who enjoys music, planes, and boats, who feels bad when he falls behind in math, who wonders when he'll get caught up, who fears falling further behind in math, who cares about his education, who is able to get caught up in math, who dreams to stay caught up in math. Here's my next poem. Moose in the Bay. There once was a moose from the bay who didn't want the hunters to stay. He got really fat and then shot at, so he left the very next day.
And last up on our list is Candace. Share with us about Candace before we hear her works.
Candace is one of our seventh graders, and she is very quiet and shy, but she is bursting out of that bubble.
My name is Candace Carpenter, and here are my poems. AM and PM. Morning, long, bright, working, showering, waking, school, service, home, coffee, parties, residence, darkness, constellations, sleeping, reading, stargazing, dark, eerie, night, wind howling in night, wind makes old houses tremble, a beautiful sight.
Tiffany Haas is a new teacher at Chignik Bay and inspired and challenged these students and others to participate in a poetry slam. Tiffany, thanks so much for joining us here, and thanks for sharing these examples from the youngsters.
Thank you.